Hey everyone, my name's Aisha. I am a spoken word poet, and right now I'm going to share a piece with you guys called Dear TTC. This one, if you're from Toronto, you can definitely relate to it. Have a listen, let me know what you think. All right. There's something I despise, and I'm sure you'd all agree. The Toronto Torture Chamber, known to most as the TTC. Yeah, you catch my drift? From the long bus schedules that always seem to lie about what time a bus would arrive. Late buses arriving 4x4, crowded with strollers and crazy beings galore, and the drivers making stops at Tim Hortons. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know about you, but I definitely know about me. I've got places to go, somewhere to be, and things to see, but there's always this one thing that seems to get in the way. The dreadful TTC. Oh, it's definitely not the place to be. It's full of wannabe MCs, either rapping their lungs out on the nearest train, bus, or streetcar, as if the public transit was their own personal studio. Then we have the nudgers, the nail clippers, and the ones who pass gas without having the decency to say excuse me. Then we have the nose pickers, the ones who pick their noses like they're digging for treasure, and once they discover it, they wipe it on the pole. Then we have the natural aromas, and I'm not talking about no brand name colognes or perfumes. I'm talking body odors, which often makes me believe that the TTC stands for take the car, because that's what I should have done. Oh, and crowded buses? Sometimes I can't help but think that the bus drivers are blind to the fact that I'm breathing on a stranger's neck. Then we're forced to hear what could possibly be the most annoying voice you could hear on the bus. For customer convenience, please move back. Thank you. I'm sorry, I would if I could, but it's obvious that I can't. And if you thought I was done with my rant, I'm not. And you can thank the TTC for that. Because the bad outweighs the good, and I'm quite often misunderstood, but hey, I'm just stating what's true. And if I was to ever write a letter to the TTC, I'd probably need more ink in this pen, because the mere words of this poem could never grasp how I truly feel about them. But for now, sincerely, your number one most annoyed and unsatisfied passenger, Aisha.